It's time for the Outdoor Report with Julie Geiser.
Hey everyone, welcome, and let's see what's going on outside this week. Fishing has begun to pick up in our area, and here's a brief rundown on what's going on. At Lake McConaughey, the walleye bite is picking up with both boat and bank anglers starting to catch some nice walleye off the dam. Anglers are reminded to give each other some space so everyone can enjoy their time fishing. The walleye and sauger bite is picking up in the Tri-County Canal System as far east as Johnson Lake Inlet. Below the checks on the canal and at the inlets to Jeffrey Reservoir and Johnson Lake are good places to fish for white bass and wipers. The Lake Maloney Inlet is producing some action on walleye and white bass. Some wiper, drum, smallmouth, bass, and catfish are adding to the mix. Use smaller live baits and casting spoons to catch some of those fish. Speaking of fishing, most people don't realize that many of the fish in Nebraska's waters are fish that are grown at a state fish hatchery. Biologists are having a busy spring as they collect walleye, northern pike, muskie, sauger, and other species to be raised at the North Platte hatchery. This spring, the North Platte hatchery will raise over 50 million walleye, sauger, and saugeye eggs in jars of circulating water that will soon hatch and be ready to stock into Nebraska reservoirs. Other fish that are hatchery raised include channel catfish, blue catfish, tiger muskies, white bass, wipers, and bluegill hybrids. Anglers across the state will enjoy fishing at a variety of stock reservoirs, city lakes, I-80 lakes, and other bodies of water for years to come, thanks to the fisheries biologists that spend countless hours netting, raising, studying, and stocking fish. Calling all ladies, a ladies' day on the range will take place on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Mountain Time at the Big Mac Sports Club in Ogallala. Here, women will be able to learn about firearms and archery, practice safe gun handling skills, shoot under the guidance of skilled instructors, take a tour of the range, and get to know other women that might be interested in learning more about the shooting sports. A small fee will be collected to cover the cost of ammunition and targets. For more information, go to the Becoming an Outdoors Woman Nebraska Facebook page and scroll down to the Ladies' Day on the Range event. And as always, thanks for joining us. And get outside. It's time well spent.
That was the Outdoor Report with Julie Geiser.